World leaders have arrived in Toronto, Canada, for the G8 and G20 summits. John Kelly has this report.
At today's meeting, the G8 members will discuss plans to promote economic growth, to pursue financial reform, and to strengthen the global economy. U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to push European leaders to increase public stimulus spending, as well as focus on China's currency, bank transparency rules, and financial regulatory reform. Speaking after his own Congress reached agreement on sweeping financial reform legislation, he said the world's economies must work together because they are, quote, inextricably linked.
I'll work with other nations not only to coordinate our financial reform efforts, but to promote global economic growth while ensuring that each nation can pursue a path that is sustainable for its own public finances. As the main forum for international economic cooperation, the G20 is the right place to discuss such issues. And over the last few days, I hope we can build on our past progress and strengthen the global economy for a long time to come.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said global economic recovery depends in part on growth in developing countries.
It is time to focus on decent work, not only in wealthy nations, but everywhere. That means common sense investments in green jobs, economic opportunity for women, and more help for the biggest workforce in the world, small farmers. Economic recovery cannot be sustainable without job recovery.
The G8 members are confronting an estimated $18 billion shortfall on a 2005 pledge to raise their combined aid to the poorest countries by about $50 billion. The G8 meeting concludes today and will be followed by the G20 meeting in downtown Toronto. I'm John Kelly.